Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the show. It's another episode of the Patriot Nation Radio Show. And we're kicking back here. I'm a little delayed, a little behind. I don't have my studio logged in. I'm way behind the eight ball tonight. But hey, it happens, right? So, if you're out there and you're in the live feed, please share. Get the word out here real quick, and let's get this show rocking and rolling. I'm going to be talking about a host of things tonight. I'm going to be hitting on Vegas. I'm going to be hitting on the caravan. I'm going to be hitting on the recounts. So as you saw in the title, that description, caravans, recounts in Vegas. Oh my, it's crazy. We're talking about all kinds of things. If you're out there, you want to add something, I may let the folks call in tonight and give their word of what's happening, what's shaking, and what they're up to. So please, folks, if you're in the live feed, please share this around, and let's do this show. I'm trying to get to my studio here. I'm having a little delay. So some newly released things in the Vegas case. We got a few more cooperating 911 calls. We have some body cam video footage. Well, I'm going to play the audio from here shortly. So if you just bear with me, I'm working that out here as I share the show around. So please share the show around with me and let's build this audience. I am right now in the process of getting my studio going. And I want to just say hello to folks like Rusty. My friend Rusty's down there on the border. I don't know if he's watching or if he's listening, but he's right there on the Rio Grande in Texas, Brownsville area. And he says he hears the gunfire going off, and he hears all kinds of things going on out there. And they're battling it out in Tijuana. The Mexican people said, look, none of this crap. Get out. This is an invasion. People, they're standing up for their country. It's inspiring to watch as the Mexicans stand guard on their own country. Something we never thought we would see from these folks. You know what I'm saying? But we're seeing it, so it's pretty cool.
Away when he was confronted by a feisty 63-year-old mother from Queens, CBS 2 political reporter Marcia Kramer has the encounter and the aftermath.
The woman in the white shirt single-handedly brought WrestleMania to the streets of Whitestone, Queens. But her opponent, Bill de Blasio,
enjoy.
No Hulk Hogan or The Rock.
Vicky Paladino.
He was more like the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz.
Going off. Going off on me. I'm mayor of New York City. Almost got her elected.
The mayor was in Whitestone and asked new funding to fix city sidewalks damaged by tree roots.
That's the one.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
All right. You know, sometimes it's a train wreck, but it's a lot of fun. So, folks, we're down here in the Sunshine State, and I know we've been pretty popular in the news, and we've gone from the Sunshine State to the Recount State, just like that, you know. So now we're the Recount State. Once again, the laughing stock of the elections, the integrity of elections has been destroyed. The next election, who's going to want to vote? Nobody. And so they're going to bring in all these people that are seeking asylum across the border to vote in the next elections for president so that they can win these elections. So I implore folks that you please stay in the fight. Do not bow out. Make sure you vote. Make sure you stay engaged in this whole mess. It's a mess. It's a real trashed mess. It's disgusting. It's horrible. Ew, gross, disgusting. It's horrible. But here we are. We're in the middle of it. We're witnessing in our lifetime the downfall of our country, apparently. But there are many great American patriots that are really sticking their neck out there. They are right now sticking their necks out. and I'm glad to know many of them. I'm very proud. But check this out. I think it's going to play. What do we got going on? Something's getting ready to play on my YouTube. So I'm out here trying my new spot. I don't know. But if you're out there, I want to say hello to everybody in the live feed. Selman and Bill and Michael and Gary Binford. What's happening? Christina, she's watching. JF's watching. Lorraine, here, check this out. This is body cam footage that I got up, and I'm going to forward it here in a little bit. This is brand newly released body cam footage from the police outside. Right, this, I'm watching. I got the video right here on my thing, and they're standing on a corner. You can see the Mandalay Bay is behind them, and this, or you know, in front of them. They're looking out at the Mandalay Bay, and they're talking. And they're chit-chat. And they're speaking some hubbub there. Hey, Paul's watching. Thanks. I can't wait to get my patches, Paul. Michael's watching. Rob over there, libertyrush.com. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check out libertyrush.com. Social media without the libtarded rhetoric. Get out there today and check out libertyrush.com. In fact, watch this. I'm going to do something real quick because I always got to do this. For my friends Dave Bray and my friend Rob over at LibertyRush.com. And we'll be back in 2 minutes and 40 seconds, I believe, is the time frame here on this. It's telling me I need my Adobe Flash Player. So you know what? I'm going to go straight to this. I'm going to forward this to a 13-minute mark. Now, folks, if you go to my page, I'll have this. I'll try to have this posted. It's 30 minutes long. It's got a whole bunch of these guys are walking around after Stephen Paddock apparently did this. This is another corroborating. I'm going to go back a little bit, so you're going to have to hear some gibberish. You're going to hear these guys just chit-chatting on the street corner. Ready? Watch this. This is in Vegas the night of at like 11:30. 11:30 p.m., an hour and a half after. Keep listening. He said apparent 4 to 5 shooters, multiple shooters.
He did the active shooter training. So, okay, you go towards the gunshots. When the gunshots are coming from somewhere up on 30-something floor.
Gunshot wounds someone's leg, New York, New York.
Now we have confirmed in Mandalay Bay, confirmed Paris, confirmed New York, New York.
One shooter.
And then left.
One shooter is all he got. Turn over.
He's laughing. One shooter. Body cam. Look. Body.
Yeah, I got it. That's the group that was walking up that we told us.
We're just sitting there chit-chatting like it's just another day. Another day in town, another day on the strip. Another day on the strip for these guys. And there's the Mandalay Bay. I'm looking at it. You got the Mandalay Bay is right there. I can't get it to pause. There it goes. See? How crazy is that? There they are. Somebody in New York, New York, shot in the leg. You heard it. It came over their radio. It came over their radio that there's a guy at the New York, New York, an hour and a half later, after Stephen Paddock was dead, and the shooting was long stopped, and they were recovering people and rescuing people from the concert ground. A guy shot in the leg at New York, New York. Confirmed shooting at Caesars. Confirmed shooting at the Paris. We had shootings up and down the strip all night long, and no one wants to talk about it. Sheriff Lombardo, the crooked, no good for nothing, Sheriff Lombardo of Las Vegas Central Police. They're lying to us. We've proven it over and over and over again on this show that they are lying to us in this Las Vegas October 1st, 2017 massacre. Now we hear that there's someone shot at another hotel. New York, shot in the leg. Well, for the place where there was no other shooting going on, and that Stephen Paddock was a lone shooter, I think we have an issue there with these guys. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know what is shaking in Vegas. And the old saying, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, they sure are trying to keep it there. They are for sure trying to keep it there where we can't get our grubby little hands on it to prove that there's a conspiracy, some kind of shit going on over there that's not making any sense. And our people are dead. Kind of like bullcrap. It is bullcrap. Come on. Thumbs up if you think it's bullcrap. Because it is. Innocent people die. And they're covering up. What's the reason behind it? What's the payoff? What are they getting out of it that is worth all of this? 58 lives and the lives of one supposed shooter. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. I find it kind of suspect and a little crooked. And it's funny how these things pop up. Now I hear there's another shooting in Denver, right? So now all of a sudden there's shootings popping up all over the place. Everything's loading. I don't know what's going on. So there's shooting going on all over the place. False flags. We're in the middle of false flags. They're going off one by one. It's going to be a call for the newly controlled house by the demon rats to call for gun control. But luckily, we have the commander-in-chief who will veto it when it hits his desk. Because he's not stupid, and he knows that this is being facilitated by the lunatics on the left. Ramping it up. Getting ready for 2020. 2020 is going to be so crazy. It's going to be so insane. It's going to make Crazy Eddie Antar, whose prices were insane. If you're from New York, you remember the commercial. Long Island. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be like nothing you ain't never seen before in your life. The 2020 election. Absolutely, incredibly nuts. Unlike anything you've ever seen before. But let's go back to Vegas. So now there's some more 911 calls been released. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play for you some of these 911 calls. It's numbers 125 through 1,154. There were thousands of 911 calls on this night, from starting at about 9:59 and lasting all the way to like 4 o'clock in the morning. Some were just calling because they were scared and wanted to get an update. Some were on the ground in the concert. Some were in other locations, like Renee Downs in the Bellagio and Danielle Dozier Absher in the Paris, which we proved now our good friend Eddie, who went down to these hotels and interviewed workers and had them say, yeah, it's kind of, I don't know what's going on. I watched the news and things like that, and them agreeing. But this is kind of intense stuff when you hear these calls and you hear these people and the desperation. Sometimes it's really like, oh my Lord, I feel so bad for these people. This is going to be emergency call 1,025, I believe, is going to be the first call I'm going to play here. And then it goes in succession. I'll play like the first three. It's about 10 minutes worth. Oh, it's telling me to sign in now. What the heck is this crap? I don't remember my YouTube sign in. It's supposed to always be there. And now you have your baby boo. You know, I'm just having nothing but troubles. Trying to settle into a new spot here in my lanai. And I'm just going to have to skip that call. It's kind of a bummer that it all of a sudden is telling me to sign in. I was just on there with other stuff. Then we got a video sent to me this week of police officers in the bathroom at the Paris Hotel. And They're in the bathroom, and what do they find on the floor? But shells. They found spent rounds and rounds in the bathroom on the floor. Not in the news, folks. The Paris is where Danielle was. Danielle was on the show. What I'm trying to say here, I'm saying that there's something stinky in Vegas. And what stays in Vegas, it stays in Vegas, apparently, and I don't know what it is. I have no clue. We can't figure it out. We're trying. Everybody's trying to figure it out. We need to figure this out one way or another, somehow, some way, to get this done and find out what happened, why they were shooting all the way up and down the strip all night long and where nobody spoke of it, where it was so just hushity, hush, hush, hush. What's up with that? I don't know. And then you got the last election here in the fun sunshine state of Florida, right? They're counting and they're recounting and it's going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Guarantee you, folks, this is a trial run for 2020 as well. The things that are getting ready to shake out here are really scary. Are going to be the MO for the whole election. The African American candidates are going to claim they lost because of racism. The other Democratic candidates are going to lie, cheat, and steal and say that the count was wrong and that they have to count the illegal immigrant votes and the votes that came in after the polls closed and all the votes got to be counted. Count all the votes. Voting machines are manufactured by companies owned and financed by George Soros. The United Nations and George Soros are working hand in hand to take down our nation with their rogue, treasonous sidekicks in the Democratic Party. And if you don't believe me, folks, just do a little research. I know the folks here that are watching and listening, they know. The research, it's easy to find that this is all fact. Try not to speak any gibberish on this show. And I like, if I do happen to speak some falsehoods, I love when the fans and the people call me out and say, you've screwed up, you made a mistake. I'll be the first one to go, oops, hey, thanks. Someone tells me I made a mistake, I go and I look back, and if I made the mistake, I will always hold myself accountable for the mistake and ask for your forgiveness. Now, it doesn't happen much. Almost never happens. Hallelujah, right? So listen, I'm here on the show. We're having a good time. And we're talking about caravans, recounts, and Vegas. Now, we got a crazy caravan down there, and we see now this nice lady, Paloma. Paloma for Trump, living in Tijuana, Mexican citizen. Proud. Be standing shoulder to shoulder with her countrymen, making a stand for their Mexican town of Tijuana from this invasive caravan. But it's funny to hear folks from a country whose invasion of the United States has been occurring for years, for decades, all of a sudden say, oh my God, we're being invaded. How's it feel? How does it feel to feel invaded? How does it feel to all of a sudden have your resources pushed to the limit? How does it feel to not have enough space for people who are breaking the laws of your country? How does it feel? Right, folks? Here they are, the country who's been invading our country. We've been screaming that it's an invasion for years. As soon as they get invaded, oh, God, I can't believe it. We're being invaded. Now, I am proud of my Mexican brothers and sisters, the patriots of that country, waving their flag proudly and standing up to these people. God bless them. I wish they would do that in Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. But you know what they did in those countries, folks? They stripped them of their right to bear arms to protect themselves from said people who would do this thing, these things that would make them want to walk thousands of miles to get away. So first they stripped your guns, then they make it so you want to walk thousands of miles to get away from the madness. If they take our guns away, there'll be nowhere for anybody to run anymore, and we'll all be at the will of the evildoers. You know I'm right. This is a fun show, folks. You don't always get just me, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of neat. I'm digging it. It's a lot of fun. come to that time where I think I got to play a song. You know, I think I got to take a 2-minute break, regroup myself. And look at this, folks, real quick. I'm down.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we want to give a shout-out to Liberty Rush, of course, and I've just made myself an account on Spreely. I got one on Liberty Rush. I got one on Facebook. I got a Twitter account. I got a LinkedIn account. I got an email address. You know how hard it is to keep up with all of that stuff? And I run 3 or 4 pages and 3 or 4 groups on the Facebook so I can advertise my lovely show. I do it all for the love of country, man. I love it. It's a labor of love. I dig it. You ever have something you love so much that it doesn't matter the expense off your own back to make a point, to make a statement, to make a stand? Yes. Yes, it is, JF. like it says in the Constitution, the first 3 words of the Constitution are the very first branch of government and the most important branch of government. We, the people. I established this was not, I don't know, maybe a week or so ago, that there's actually 5 branches. When you put everything together, you got the we the people, branch number 1. Executive, legislative, and judicial. Hey, you know, that little crazy lady from Queens, New York, O.C.O. Cortez, whatever the heck her name is, can't name any of the branches of government. They're chambers, apparently. I don't know. Oh, Cosio Cortez. Oh, such a cute little millennial soul. Complete idiot. Calling them chambers. So we got we the people, branch number 1. The executive, the legislative, and the judicial branch. And true journalism. The 4th estate watchdogs, the media, which have flipped the script and have gone rogue and become activists instead of unbiased information bringers. So the role of ABC News, Tom Brokaw, is not to tell us his damn opinion. His job is to lay out the facts, tell the story, and then we form our own opinion. But the news has become not of the news any longer. They're no longer journalists. They're no longer people of honor and integrity. They are folks fishing for ratings, which get them more money and fatter contracts. So they sensationalize the stories. They lie, twist, cheat, steal, anything they can do to get their ratings to pump it up. Hence people like Anderson Cooper standing in a drainage ditch full of water in thigh-high boots, saying, well, we're standing down here in the flood. Standing in front of a green screen saying, I'm down here at Sandy Hook, and you see his nose disappear behind a green screen. Fake news. It's all malarkey. They have no honor and no integrity. So they basically shot their own selves in the foot, and the 4th estate, 5th branch of our government, is in the toilet. For myself personally, because I listen and I watch and I pay attention, the only one that's telling mostly the truth all the time is Sean Hannity. then you got a few people on that on the same network that are, you know, kind of tiptoeing around the truth. Of course, they're sensationalizing because, of course, they got to get the ratings too, like the other turd. So news is turned into entertainment, and entertainment is turned into crap. We're slowly self-destructing from within by our own doing. And you know what? I'm turning 51 soon, and it's my generation that's doing this. It's disgusting. I'm embarrassed to be part of this generation that's letting this happen. You know, so we got to do what we can, you know? If you can't do anything, write letters, send emails, make phone calls. Stand on a bridge on an overpass with a sign that says how you feel. Folks, we got to let people know the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Why do you think the Democrats are so far ahead? They don't stop squeaking their wheels. They don't put oil on the wheels when they start squeaking, so they all squeak loud. And we're all going to work going, well, you know, we'll vote them out. Here we go. We'll just vote them out and change everything with a vote. No. It's not working. It hasn't been working. It don't work that way. It won't work that way. It can't work that way. Never will. You know? How do we expect that to work? So now, you know, you're over here in California and the place is burning down. It's crazy. There's all kinds of theories coming out about these California fires. I've seen many pictures now of zones where these wildfires are supposedly burning like crazy. Right? Burning like mad. They're burning like crazy. Houses are torched to the ground. And they fly a drone over the torched neighborhood. Nice drone flying over, surveying the damage. All the homes are burnt. All the cars are torched. And all the trees are nice and green and perfect, like they weren't even burned at all. What the hell's up with that shit? Anybody see that? Did you see that? Neighborhoods burned to the ground. Whole homes gone. Smoldering pile of ashes. Trees? Perfect. Birds in the trees tweeting. Woo, here we are. Tweet, tweet, tweet. Our homes didn't burn. Sorry for your luck, folks. What's going on in California? Why did I... Since when wildfires are supposed to be like, you know, when the forest catches on fire. Now they're like hopscotching on houses and burning down neighborhoods and missing the trees. What is going on in California? Man, I want to send this out to all the folks, all those men.
Battle the devil's flames into the fire I ran, chasing it back with all that I had, back to the hell from which it came. But the man who went in never trained. The price that I paid for dancing with the devil. All the lies that I said. And I hope that you'll forgive me.
Hold everything. Hold everything. Do this correctly. We got to hear this song. It's a great song. This is about a man who ran into the World Trade Center on 9/11. And I got a better version. You can hear it more clearly. You folks on the radio are hearing it great. You folks on the live feed here on Patriot Nation Radio live feed, we're not hearing that in any way, shape, or form. So, I do have this version right here. Into the fire, out to these guys that are putting their asses on the line, battling fires in California right now. After this message. Stay tuned. State Farm is there. Into the Fire, Dave Bray. Now you can really hear it. Many firemen right now running into the fire, running into the flame. Guys that are doing this, it's in their blood. They can't help themselves. They gotta help their fellow men. It's in their soul. It's in their being. It's in their training. It's in everything they know and love. To run into the fire and save lives and property. from destruction. God bless them. I wonder when the left is going to start attacking those guys. They love the American flag, remember? They're an American institution, like baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, firemen. Running into the fire while you and me and everybody else running the hell out. They're going in. Fireman's a lot like a soldier in a lot of ways. They're running into different fire, but they're still running into the fire. Putting their ass on the line so that others may live. Heroes, by another definition. Lest we forget them. Shame on us if we do. And that's why, you know, I honor these guys all the time and I talk about them. Yes, I love bacon. I had bacon and eggs for dinner. You know? These guys put their asses on the line and they run into the fire and they save lives and some of them never come out. Some of them come out and they're done. They can never fight another fire. You imagine it's all you know and you get hurt and now you can't do it. You're a fireman. You didn't go to school to learn a trade. Now all you have is being a fireman. You put your ass on the line. I think those folks should always have their asses covered. If they get hurt in the line of duty, they should never have to worry about a thing. An EMT worker arriving on the scene of a crash, the trauma and the pain that they have to live with every day, their lives sometimes succumb in their arms. They're trying to save their lives. These folks need something they should never have to worry about. How would you react if you came up on a car crash? Someone was bleeding out. Would you be able to help? Not everybody can do it. Not everybody has the stomach. They see, you know, they see blood and they get queasy and they fall over. It's very common. More common than you would ever think. These folks see it every day. They're saving our grandparents. They're saving our brothers. Saving our friends. Every single last one of us knows somebody who took a ride in an ambulance. If you don't know somebody who took a ride in an ambulance who was born yesterday, you know, and everybody you know has still never been in an ambulance, the only way. Our police, love them or hate them, put on that badge every day and go into harm's way. Many, many, many of them are honorable. And respectable. I go to a gas station in the morning where apparently it must be shift change because they're all there in the morning getting coffee and getting gas and like, you know, 6-8 deputies there and they're all nice guys. They hold the door open. Good morning. How you doing? Nice. You know, you don't think these guys are going to go out and purposely just take somebody out because their color of their skin or because of their religion or something. I can't think that the gentleman that I'm seeing every morning when they get up and go into their police cars, they're thinking, I can't, oh, I hope I get that opportunity to take somebody out. They're not thinking like that. They're getting up every morning going, boy, I hope I make it through the day and get home to see my wife and kids without getting a slug in my back from some thug who thinks he's a hotshot, gang-banging drug dealer. When all he is really a scourge in the earth, wasting air. And then if the cop has to defend himself against that person, all of a sudden that person becomes a victim and the cop's the criminal. It's really a scary situation to be in every day of their lives. Are they going to be on the wrong side of a situation because of their profession and because of political correctness or an agenda? being put forth by the propaganda wheel, the mainstream media. Who knows? Honor them. Of course, our brothers and sisters who put the uniform on of our military and serve. You know, it dawned on me one day that 1% of the population joins the military, and they all do it in their most formidable years of their lives. They turn 18. This is the prime peak. And some people stay in for life. God bless them. Thank you. 18 to 22. 4 years is the average stint for military. 18 to 22. When I was 18 to 22, I was thinking about, man, where's my next beer? Where's the next girl? Where's the next rock concert? Where's the next beach? Let's go. And some of these 18 to 22-year-olds are thinking, like, I got to do something. I can't stand what I'm hearing. My grandfather, I'm so proud. My uncle, I'm joining. I'm going to be a Marine. I'm going to join the Navy. My dad, he was in the Navy for 22 years or something. I'm joining. Honorable people serving their flag and their country. God bless them. Never forget them. Because of them, your freedom rings, you know. That's what I love about that song, too, Freedom Rings. I play it often here on the Patriot Nation radio show. Because these guys are putting their asses on the line, and they're dying, a lot of them. And you don't know who they are. Some of us is kicking back right now. Some soldier could have got killed, and we have no idea. We're in our comfortable couches. We're watching Patriot Nation Radio. We're listening to the Patriot Nation Radio show. We're kicking back. These guys are putting their ass on the line every day, and we forget them. Scary. Think about it. So I'm going to play this tune. Last week I only played a minute of it, and we're going to be able to hear the whole song nice and clear. I want to say hello to Jim Garrow. I've seen him in a Santa Claus commercial. It was great. A jewelry commercial. Excellent commercial, folks. You're doing good, Jim. That was really, really good commercial. I'm pretty sure that was you. I'm almost positive it was you. If that was you in the commercial, Jim, please give me a thumbs up or two. It was really good. I thought it was good. They did a great job as Santa Claus. But this song, Freedom Rings, is really what it's all about. If you really listen to the words, it's real deep. I'll be sure to be lip syncing in the background. Yep. God bless him. He's joining the Navy. Hallelujah. If you're in the live feed, you see what I'm talking about. This is Freedom Rings, The Blood of Heroes, as performed by our good friend Dave Brightnell. I know I play it a lot, folks, but it's good stuff. It really, really is good stuff. The words are deep, and it's what we're all feeling and thinking from time to time, I guarantee you. You can get your copy at DaveBrightUSA.com. But anyway, this is...
It looks like a chameleon. Oh, now I see it.
A word from our sponsor. Well, it's not my sponsor. Freedom Rings. Please listen to the words.
For every soul, from every war, across the seas, run ashore, every boat, the last flag, the coffins of men, made back. The price is paid. For simple remembrance, cherish the name. Give me freedom, rain. His fine friend, how fast he flies. So many
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. I remember.
He's my friend that will fly to fly. So we stand, the blood heroes never die, forever show. From every war, across the sea, run on. For everyone, so remember him, cherish his name. Your freedom rang.
You know what I mean? Dave Bray, man, he's really got something. I don't know if you all folks seen, but he's working with J. Hud Productions. He's taking another step in the right direction of bringing patriotic music to the masses. God bless him, man. Holy moly. Why wouldn't Freedom Rings be on every station from coast to coast? Oh, because we got to listen to Lady Gaga and crap like that. Jesus Christmas. Taylor Swift's got the big records, you know. Dave Bray, there he is, you know, with the help of folks like me and you. We were pushing him, man. We're pushing him to the top. Where he belongs, his stuff is great. You can hear him do songs like Taps with Amazing Grace. What a great, great version. These guys are doing great stuff. We got a word of another shooting in Chicago at a hospital. Police officer and two others critically injured, and the gunman is dead after a shooting at Mercy Hospital in Chicago. So now they got a shooting in Colorado. We got a shooting in Chicago. Shooting in Chicago is nothing new. Strictest gun laws. Strictest deaths, most deaths at the hands of gunfire. California got a shooting last week. Strictest gun laws. Now we got one in Colorado. I'm not sure about the Colorado gun laws. You know, even after Columbine, you'd think I would probably know a little bit more about the gun laws in Colorado. But I have no clue. I'm sure they're not the leniest, most lenient, and they're probably not the most strict in Colorado. They are a mountainous country type community, the folks, you know, in the country like their rifles and hunting. So who knows? If you know a little bit about the gun laws in Colorado, say something. They're in the live feed. But who knows? Can we believe these shootings? Can we believe what's really happening? Is this really for real? Or is this the wheels of the left? They've been squeaking and unoiled, and you know, squeaky wheel gets the oil, but they haven't been getting oil, and now the wheels are coming off. They're wearing through the freaking axles. The wheels are coming off, folks, and the left is just going nuts. They lost in Georgia. They lost in Texas. They lost in Florida. They wanted these states so bad, they lied, cheated, and stole. They won. They got Arizona, but Arizona's still battling. Ladies ahead 40,000 votes, all of a sudden the lady's losing. In Maricopa County, and is the county that it seems to be over the edge. Old Sheriff Joe's town. Remember when Sheriff Joe was there, everything was hunky-dory. We had Sheriff Joe on the show. He's a good man. He's misunderstood. I believe he's doing the right thing. And he put these guys in tents and pink jumpsuits out in the desert. Since when the prisoners get cable TV and air conditioning, all that, all the laps of luxury. Colorado's a concealed carry state. Florida took a hit this week as for the commissioner of agriculture went to this young lady, Miss Freed. She's a leftist liberal, and now she's in charge of issuing of concealed carry permits in Florida. So for a while, we're going to have to just whatever, you know. Hey, Eddie, don't worry. I played some of your stuff. I played some of the 911 calls, or I attempted to. I played some things. We talked about it. It's crazy. I played the body cam from the street corner outside Mandalay Bay when they're going, well, I got a guy shot in the leg in New York, New York. We got confirmed shootings now at Caesars, New York, New York, Paris, Mandalay Bay. We got shooting. We're hearing it, Eddie, as you know, thanks to your hard work and posting it for everybody constantly. We're hearing it with our own ears. There was shooting all over the place. We got people shot in a hangar. Now we got somebody, cops, hearing it on the radio, getting to get a call on the radio. Oh, we got a confirmed, we got a confirmed shooting. Got a guy shot in the leg over in New York, New York. Now we got confirmed shootings here, here, and everywhere. It's pretty crazy. I don't know. Somehow I think MGM Grand is tied to this. The guy that owns MGM Grand is the guy who makes the scanners you have to walk through the airport. Look what you got to do to get through the airports. But if you're an illegal immigrant, just swim across the river. You're in. You don't get frisked. They're not patting down grandma. They're not dragging grannies out of wheelchairs on the border, patting them down because, well, I don't care if you're 98, you got Parkinson's disease and dementia. Stand up, we got to search you. Oh, look, there's two ladies in the hijabs. Come on through, ladies, right here. The lady's got a big beard. Oh, who knows? See you later, have a nice flight. And there's Granny. I saw this with my own eyes at the airport. That's why this lady was in a wheelchair. She's like, Sonny, I can't stand. I'm in this wheelchair for a reason, Sonny. I'm 86 years old, and I can't walk. I'm in a wheelchair.
Ma'am, you'll have to stand up.
Excuse me, officer, but those Muslim ladies, they're covered from head to toe. They're going through. You didn't check them.
Sir, please step over here, ma'am.
And they rifled through me and my wife's stuff because we spoke out. We got to speak out to these turds when you're on the line. They trashed all my stuff. I almost missed my flight packing the crap back into my suitcase. They turned it out. They did a really nice job to make me try to miss my plane, but I'm quick. Speedy Mark Zales. You know what I mean? I'm the yeehaw. I came all the way from Ago. You know, it's crazy what these people do, you know. You go to the airport, and I'm going to post a meme on my page. You make sure you head over and check it out. It has to do with that. To get on a plane in America as an American citizen with a driver's license, you live here for your whole life, born and raised, you are scrutinized, groped, remove your shoes, arms up, walk through this thing. We've got to see your naked ass in the scanner. Make sure you're not packing. You can just stroll across the border. Here I am. Ta-da! No way. We got to put an end to that shit. We're done with that. Schedule's thinning up, folks. I've been working on some guests. I've been trying to get some people, and it's just so hard. You know, I've been doing this for almost 6 years, 5.5 years. Got over 700 episodes and 685 guests. So sometimes you get a show with just me. And you know what I noticed? Sometimes these shows get the most people watching, most people sticking around. So who knows? I hope you enjoyed it tonight. On the 26th, I don't have a show this Thursday. It's Turkey Day. On the 26th, Monday, I'll be having members of the Walk Away Movement, Stop the Steal, Overpasses for America, and, of course, Patriot Nation Radio, as we get ready to plan an event in the new year in the ramp-up to the 2020 elections, because it's going to be madness. We got to make sure everybody and anybody who is breathing gets to the polls and votes red in 2020. President Trump or whoever. There's no way in hell we can stand a Democrat in the White House. Not right now. It's not the time. We got to keep the hold of this White House for another 4 years at least. Another 6 years, sorry. 6 years at least. It's going to be a battle. Join us as we discuss and we join forces and we unite. Folks who are walking away from the Democrat Party and joining us on an overpass to wave flags and signs in support of Donald Trump 2020. It's time to start. Because these kooks on the left who who will go so far as to steal elections by lie, cheating, and stealing. Look at Broward County and Palm Beach County. I'm glad I'm not over there. I'm over here in Hernando County, land of the Republican red. We're a red county, hallelujah. Anyhow, I want to say hello to my nephew John over there. He's a fellow Floridian. Hope you voted red. Hope you didn't vote for Gillum and socialism. Free stuff for everybody except for you people who got to go to work every day. Vote red, folks, and get ready. Join us on overpasses. It's going to be statewide, possibly nationwide rally, coast to coast, overpasses. With the Walk Away Movement, Stop the Steal, Patriot Nation Radio, and Overpasses for America. Joining forces. Maybe we can get the American Patriot Union to join us too. And Major General Dale Best and his friends can get up there and you know, meet and greet people. Join us as we unite across the country in a bid to reelect President Trump in 2 years. And you only got 1 year, and then they're going to be kicking off campaigns. So you only get another year of hard work by the president. Although I think he's insane. He's going to campaign. The guy's a workhorse. The only president I've ever seen make promises and check them off one by one. I want to say hello to George Colella and Boots on the Ground, Bikers for Trump. What's happening, folks? He's doing great stuff. You guys rock. I'm proud to know you. Thank you for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Although this is the end of the show and I'm getting ready to rock out here with my good friend Dave Bray and the Star Spangled Banner, which we like to play all the time. Yes, Betty, I think that's how we connected, was through Overpasses for America. I am connected now on Spreely.com with my friends Fred and James Passes. They'll be joining us. James Neighbors and Fred Schneider will be on the show with Natalie from Walkaway, Florida, and Ali from Stop the Steal. He was down there in Broward County and made some reports on what was going on. And I saw that from Sesame Street, the Count made it down to Broward County, and they finally straightened stuff out down there. And you could find the meme on my page. It's there. It's funny. But right now, folks, I want to say join me on Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday, I'm not doing a show. It's Turkey Day. I'm going to be on the couch snoring after eating a huge plate full of turkey. And the tryptophan kicks in, and out I go, out like a light. Can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. And I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And remember, folks, remember the veterans and those who are serving now. Not everybody gets to come home for Thanksgiving. Yes, Betty, Keeper. Keeper Kilpatrick. Keeper's mindful. I think he's still doing a show on Tuesday nights. I'm not sure. He's on in my group on the radio, Patriot Nation Radio host page and group chat, but I don't know what happened. He was so out there, and then he disappeared. And I keep trugging along. I keep going. I go, and I go, and I go, and I never stop. I am the voice of reason in this dark world of madness. I am a shining light, a beacon of freedom. You know, at least that's what I try to be. I try to bring the truth as only I can bring it. I think I do pretty good. When I listen to these shows back and I listen to myself babble for an hour, I can't believe some of the things that come out of my mouth. I say it now and I don't know what the hell I'm saying. And when I listen to it back, I go, "Whoa, what do you know? How come I'm not on next after Hannity? Maybe one day I'll be on next. And next after Hannity, the Patriot Nation Radio, the Patriot Nation Show on Fox. Truth, as only Mark can tell it." All right, folks, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in tonight. I want to say hello to Mark Neal, an old buddy chum from high school from back in the day. It's great to see folks from back in the day linking on and tuning in. It's really an honor. I thank you so much. And, of course, this is our version of the Star Spangled Banner that we love so much. And, folks, you don't want to not get this record. So go to DaveBrayUSA.com today and get Music on a Mission, the Storyteller Edition. Got to get it. This is the Star Spangled Banner. Join me. We're going to take off our hats and stand for the flag. We stand for the flag. We kneel for the cross. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dave Bray, Star Spangled Banner. And until we meet again a week from today, because Thanksgiving, I ain't doing a show. Thank you. Bang a band, DaveBrayUSA.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. Because as you know, without you, there is no show. So thank you. Thank you very much. And of course, I want to do a quick shout out to my good friend James Bostic and A Conservative's Perspective, heard two nights a week here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7 p.m. So make sure you check that out. With that, folks, I want to say goodnight. God bless you and God bless America. Thank you. I love you all. Peace. Happy Thanksgiving.